This is Akashvani. The news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed upon the significance of attaining education in one's mother tongue. Mr. Modi discussed the impact of the national education policy at an interaction with teachers who have been conferred the National Teachers Award at his residence in New Delhi this afternoon. He suggested that the teachers can teach local folklore to students in different languages so that the students can learn multiple languages and also get exposure to the vibrant culture of India. He suggested that the awardee teachers should connect with each other through social media and share their best practices so that everyone can learn, adapt and benefit from such practices. The awardees shared their teaching experience with the Prime Minister. Interacting with them, the Prime Minister commended their dedication to teaching and the zeal they have displayed over the years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "Water conservation is not just a policy but a matter of social commitment." The Prime Minister said, "When future generations evaluate us, our attitudes towards water will be their first parameter." The Prime Minister highlighted a series of initiatives undertaken by his government, including the Jal Jeevan Mission, Atal Bhujal Yojana towards sustainable future. The Prime Minister also said it is time to adopt new and innovative technology to tackle water scarcity. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel launched the statewide Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative in Surat. The initiative aims to construct approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across Gujarat. The central government has mobilized NDRF teams, Indian Air Force and Navy to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana governments in rescue and relief efforts in flood-affected areas. This was stated by Additional Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, while briefing media in Vijayawada today on the ongoing flood situation and rescue operations being carried out by various teams in the two states. The central team led by Mr. Jindal took stock of the situation on extensive damage caused by heavy rains and floods across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Minister State for Home Bandi Sanjay Kumar have assured flood-affected people all possible help in Khammam district in Telangana. The ministers conducted an aerial survey of the flood-hit areas in Khammam and then visited the Sagar Left Canal breach at Paleru. They also visited farm fields in which crops were damaged due to floods. The Health Ministry today has approved the introduction of new shorter and more efficacious treatment regimen for drug-resistant tuberculosis in the country. The ministry in a statement said that the introduction of the BPALM regimen under the National TB Elimination Program is highly effective and will have shorter treatment options. It also added that this move is expected to significantly boost the country's progress to achieve its national goal of ending TB. Former BJD Rajya Sabha MP Sujit Kumar today joined BJP at party headquarters in New Delhi. He was inducted into the party in the presence of senior BJP leader and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Party General Secretary Arun Singh and others. Wrestlers Bajrang Punya and Vinesh Phogat joined Congress today ahead of the Haryana Assembly polls. They were inducted into the party in the presence of Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal and Deepak Babaria. At the Paris Paralympics Games, star athlete Praveen Kumar bagged the gold medal in the men's high jump T64 final. Praveen secured the top spot on the podium with a brilliant effort of 2.08 metres, setting a new area record. In a tightly contested final, Praveen made 7 successful jumps in a row to claim the number one position. And that is the end of this news bulletin.